first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you, transcribed, One Man's Family. Overheard between Teddy and Father Barber up in Paul's studio.
This special delivery just came for you, Teddy. I thought it might be important, so I brought it up.
Oh, thank you, Father Barber.
Yes, I couldn't help noticing the Wisconsin postmark. I presume it's from Elwood.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
No bad news, I hope?
Well, I don't know how it could be good news, Father Barber.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the Barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
First, yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for headache relief. First, because Alka-Seltzer contains sodium acetyl salicylate, one of the world's most effective pain relievers. And fast, Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief from the pain and misery of a headache. Fast, because Alka-Seltzer's bubbling solution is ready to go to work instantly to ease your pain. Yes, when you want really fast relief from the painful discomforts of a headache, always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy. Never be without it in your home. Remember, Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 24, Book 81. Teddy Barber Giddings, estranged wife of Dr. Elwood Giddings, is now back in the family home in Seacliff, back at the top of the house in her old room next to Paul's studio. Elwood is still in Wisconsin, where he has gone to spend the holidays with his relatives, and each passing day he fades farther into the background of Teddy's mind. It is late afternoon now, and she has just finished dressing after a refreshing shower. She comes from her room into Paul's studio. She glances at the clock and tells herself that Paul will soon be home from the airport. With a contented sigh, she settles into a chair and dreamily watches the shadows deepen in the studio as darkness begins to fall over San Francisco.
Come in. Oh, hello, Father Barber. Come on in. I was sitting there waiting for Paul to get home.
This special delivery just came for you. I thought it might be important, so I brought it up.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to come up all those stairs. Thank you.
Yes. It was sent to Maud Pemberton's address and brought over here.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, I guess Elwood doesn't know I've moved back home.
Yes, I presumed it was from Elwood. I couldn't help noticing that it bore a Wisconsin postmark.
Yes.
I don't imagine he'll be leaving there until after the first of the year.
I don't know, Father Barber.
Yes, I hope he had a happy Christmas. Considerable snow and very cold in the Middle West right now, from all accounts.
Mm-hmm.
After you've read the letter, I imagine you'll be answering it promptly.
Well, I hardly think an answer would reach him, Father Barber. You'd probably be on his way back before it got there.
Yes, I was thinking of Amy.
Oh,
if you should be replying, I wish you would convey our good wishes to him.
All right.
Yes. In any case, it might be wise to let him know about your change of address. I'm sure he'll be glad to learn that you are here in more secure surroundings. Oh, not that I have any misgivings about Maud Pemberton, but don't you think that Elwood would be a bit easier in his mind about you if you were...
Father Barber, I can't see what difference it could make whether I'm here or with Maudie. I mean, so far as our relationship is concerned.
Yes.
Naturally, I personally am ever so much happier to be home, but that hasn't anything to do with Maudie.
Oh, my dear, don't misunderstand me. What I said was not intended as any reflection on that young lady's character. I'm convinced that she's a very forthright and an amiable person. Yes, a very diverting personality, as a matter of fact. And apparently, I'm not alone in this opinion.
You just can't help liking Maudie.
Certainly proved to be true in Clifford's case. Something remarkable about her when she can stimulate some enthusiasm in him. It's been a good long time since I've seen him manifest any enthusiasm about anything.
He's really been seeing quite a lot of her, hasn't he?
Oh, practically every day. He's over there right now.
Oh, he is.
I let him take my car. Went off happy as you please. Yeah, it might be the best thing in the world for the boy. Once he throws off his lethargic attitude towards life, he might get out and find employment for himself.
Well, hello.
Oh, Paul. Been waiting for you.
Hey, how are you, my boy?
Oh, pretty good, Dad. You people realize it's practically dark in here? What's the matter? Are you allergic to light?
Oh, we've been sitting here talking. I didn't realize how dark it was getting. Here,
Sit right where you are, young lady. The old lamplighter will take care of it. Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, didn't realize how late it was. Well, I'd better be getting downstairs. Be dinner time before too long.
Oh, you got plenty of time, Dad. Mom said it'd be almost an hour before it'd be ready.
Yeah, well, I'll go down and look at the paper for a bit, I think.
Well, thanks for bringing up my letter, Father Barber.
Hello.
I got a special delivery letter from Elwood.
Oh? How was his Christmas? Okay.
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh. I don't think I'll light this fire. Don't you feel a little chilly?
Oh, I should have lighted it before you came. So it would have been more cheerful.
That's no great chore. Jenny, I think I'm still able to stoop down and put a match to it. It's all late. How was your day at the hospital?
Hmm?
I said, how was
my day at the hospital. Oh, fine. Sorry, I was looking at this letter, wondering whether I should open it before dinner.
You think it's going to be that upsetting to you?
Oh, no, I'm being silly. No reason why I shouldn't read it right now, is there?
Well, it's up to you, Teddy.
Sit down. I'll read it aloud.
Don't you think it'd be better if you read it over first? Might be some things in there you wouldn't want me to hear.
What?
Well, after all...
No matter what's in it, I'd want you to hear what he had to say.
Well, I'd prefer it if you'd glance through it. If it's just a Christmas letter telling what he's been doing, that sort of thing, fine. But if it's personal...
It isn't personal. It's all about the weather and the snow they had. He says, I certainly had a white Christmas. You've never seen so much snow as we had here. It snowed all Christmas Day, and we didn't get outside the house. We had planned to go to church, but we decided against it because it meant going quite a distance. So we sat around the fire, and my great uncle, who is past 80, read a few passages from the Bible. He's a strange old man. He's my mother's uncle, and his name is Consider Blackthorne.
Fascinating name.
Did they really name people Consider, do you suppose?
Apparently. Probably came from New England originally.
Oh, well, let's see. The day took me back many years to my childhood. It made me very sad because I know I could never live with these people again, even though they are my family and I love them. And as I sit here alone in my room writing this, I feel terribly lonely and rather lost because I want to get back to our home in San Rafael. And when I get there, I know it will be just about as lonely as it is here, because you won't be with me. Oh, Teddy, do you think it is possible for you to come back to me? And I will try.
Why don't you wait and read it to yourself later?
No, I'm all right, Paul. And I will try harder than any man ever tried in this world to win your love. I know now that I will never get over loving you, Teddy. And I've prayed every night that some way, somehow, you will see your way to come back to me and love me. I just can't read any more of it. Here, you read it, Paul.
No, just put it aside for the time being.
Oh, why can't he see that it's hopeless? I don't want to hurt him by telling him over and over again that I don't love him, that I know now that I never will. Why does he do it, Paul? It just tears me to pieces. What can I say to him that I haven't already said? Why can't he understand that our marriage was a failure and accept it? You'd think he'd want it to be finished too by now. He must know in his heart that if it wouldn't work before, it has no possible chance of working now.
Yes, Denny.
What shall I tell him?
You'll have to tell him the truth, won't you?
But when I do, it always hurts him so.
Teddy, if you're convinced in your own mind that the marriage is finished, then it's finished. The hurt that follows is inevitable. It comes down to a question of when the hurt is to come. It won't help to postpone it. There should be finality about it, sharp and clean. It'll only cause more pain in the long. Hello. Oh, yes, Marty. Yes, she's right here. It's Marty, Teddy.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Marty. Yes, I did. I was just reading it to Paul a minute ago. Oh, you know, it was an upsetting letter. Yes. Well, thanks a lot for sending it over to me.
I'm not so sure it was a good idea from the way you sound, Lammy. It might have been better if I torn the thing up. Hmm? Oh, sure, I know. Well, there's only one thing to do. Just let him have it right straight from the shoulder and get it over with.
Hmm. Hard-hearted Hannah.
Cliff says I'm hard-hearted. Yeah, he sprawled out on my Davenport picture of comfort. Well, I do think he's pretty cute at that. I don't think he liked that much. He just made a face at me. Okay, Lammy, take it easy. Well, I just wanted to make sure you got the letter. Come and see me right soon, won't you? All right. Bye. I could shake that Elwood character until his teeth rattled.
Poor old Elwood. What's he done now?
Why doesn't he leave Teddy alone? Wouldn't you think he'd have sense enough to know it's all over?
Poor guy can't help it if he's in love, honey.
No, Teddy can't help it if she isn't in love either. Why doesn't he take his medicine like a man? Find another gal for himself or something.
Look, Marty, you're going to have me defending Elwood in a minute just because he's a man. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for Teddy. I always have been. But when you women start running down the male animal, I've got to rise up and come to the rescue. You shouldn't pick on us. We're the weaker sex, honey.
Oh, you men. You want everything, don't you? You want to be the strong, dominant sex. But when it suits your purpose better, you want to be weak, too. What are we poor women to do? Just fit ourselves into whatever particular mood you happen to be in?
Well, I take that right kindly of you.
And I suppose right at this moment you're in the mood to be waited on. Have me go in and cook you up a nice dinner.
Be wonderful. What's the matter?
I was just thinking. I'm spoiling you to death, you know what?
Well, is that bad?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it?
Barbers will be back in just a moment. Well, another big weekend starts tomorrow, and friends, we hope a cold doesn't keep you from enjoying it. But in case you do take cold, take Tabsin quick. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you've never tried this new and different type tablet for symptoms of a cold, you really owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin is especially formulated to help check the sniffles and sneezes of your cold. Tabsin helps to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet, easy to swallow. It leaves no unpleasant aftertaste, and it offers most complete relief from cold symptoms. Yes, we feel sure you'll be satisfied with Tabsin. There's no finer combination formula for relief from cold misery. And friends, I repeat, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you when you're suffering with the miseries of a cold. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Oh, boy, what a dinner. You know, Marty, you're a better cook than my mother, and that's saying something.
I know you mean that for a compliment, but I'm not sure whether I like it or not.
Huh?
I always seem to remind men of their mothers.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Teddy gets some shocking news. Chapter 25, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.